This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen, and happy October 2019 to everyone. This is a very big energy month. We're ramping up for a lot of stuff to happen in 2020, but we have some significant highlights in October that I want to go over with you. And as always, I work with the angelic realm on guidance and support, positive side of the, you know, really positive perspectives on, okay, we might see some challenges, we might see some things that really make us face some things. And at the same time, we can do that and learn and grow. And it's very positive, and there's a gift in that. That's what I love about working with the angels on any of this energy. So I'm looking at the astrology from a soul level, that's more esoteric astrology, also numerology. And this entire year has been an 11 year. That's a master number in numerology. It's a very transformative spiritual growth energy to that. The whole year's been that. 2020 is going to be a number 4 year. So we'll talk about that later because we're still in the 11 right now. But today's significant when you look at energy alignment of things. We're still in Libra energy, which is really having us focus on relationships. And let me specify on relationships. First thing that comes to your mind is probably an area you're working on. However, it's not just romantic. It's the relationship you have with yourself. And then it breaks down even more with that. Because this is an 11 year, we have been working spiritually within too. Okay, that's how we're changing things that we experience on the outside is from inside. So that would be the relationship you have with respect to, do you take care of your body? What about your mental? What about your spiritual growth? Do you take care of your mind, body, soul? There's a lot of three energy this year as well. The whole year has had a lot of three energy, a lot of three energy. That's a mind, body, soul balancing as far as numerology goes. So when you look at all of this and then you go, wow, okay, well, that's a lot of stuff I'm looking at. Well, you're also looking at relationships you have with your beliefs and how you approach things and your perspective to everything in your life, your family, your friends, your job, money. Yep. Money to whatever the relationship is, whatever that focus is, that's a relationship with that. Some relationships have positive attachments. Some have not so positive attachments. You're looking to fine tune with this energy, which ones to cut that cord or let it go, because maybe there's a new perspective that can help you. And when I was asking the angels about this energy, I said, which angels would be really beneficial to work with and who can bring, you know, what we need, you know, with the October energy. And here's what came in. We have the two, the tandem, Michael and Raphael. And here's why. Because there's a lot of healing. There's a lot of transformative changes going on. And then there's releasing is kind of simultaneous, and it feels like it's just nonstop. It feels like it's this big cycle going on and on. Today is a significant energy shift where Pluto and the influence of that energy in astrology is going direct. It's a big one. That's kind of the, you know, that one's getting into the deeper, you know, stuff. It's also about to go into a path with Saturn by the first of the year in January, where now it's like, whoa, all this karma and, you know, all that deep stuff. Okay. The deep healing. It's kind of, spiritual deep healing. Okay. So it's nothing to be afraid of. It's just more, it's just there. You can't really pretend it's not. So why not get the, why not receive the gift of growth out of it and find a way to become a better version of yourself? So that's really the focus that I'm seeing. It was retrograde. Pluto was retrograde from April on, from April 24th, and now it's going direct. So if you want a little bit of a clue as to what you're dealing with or working with that energy, what was going on for you in April around that time? Review, when something goes retrograde, it helps us review and process and evaluate, maybe tweak or fine-tune our approach. And then when it goes direct, it's time to implement, it's time to take actions, time to do something. Well, guess what? Pluto's now direct. So that means things coming up that will be, that's things coming up that would be, okay, whoa, now it's direct. Now I have to actually do something with all this review I've been doing for the last several months. So that energy right there. So if you feel like, okay, what was going on? If everybody could reflect back, what was going on for you in April? Was there something significant changing or shifting? It gives you a little bit of a clue. It won't give you all of the answers, because as we're approaching the end of the year, we're moving into Saturn combining. So there'll be a lot more to happen in January, but right now we're focusing with this October energy. Now, when I brought up the two angels, if this is something new for you, if you're new to the show, we're all about the metaphysics and how we can approach life positively and make things better, okay? Because I truly believe that whatever we're focusing on, whatever we're putting out into the world, is what you're going to receive back. It's kind of a law of attraction thing that you may have heard before. But if you really think about it, what are you focusing on? That's what you're going to notice in your reality. If it's more pessimistic, that's more of what you're going to see. You're just going to notice that more. All the positives are still there, but you're missing them because you're not focusing or paying attention to them. So if we were to shift that and put more positive in there, wow, okay, there's a lot more to life than just what can go wrong, right? That's my point here. That's really big when it comes to working with the energies that we have here. The two angels, Michael for one, Archangel Michael is fantastic for when we feel overwhelmed, the anxiety, the fear of change, the fear of what's going on in our life, negative attachments, things that we know we need to clean up in our life. This angel is wonderful to work with clearing and releasing things. Also gives you that strength and that fearlessness that you need to be in your truth. Raphael is a healing angel. And that one is wonderful for when, okay, we've cleared all that out of the way. Now we're going to heal. Now we're going to move into a different direction. Now I want to open up without the fear, okay, to see what is out there. Let me look at some different perspectives. Maybe I've just been missing something here in my life. So that right there is quite a bit of what we're talking about here in the show today. I want to welcome everybody that's listening through our network, Transformation Talk Radio. We're also video live streaming through the network on Facebook. I have my YouTube channel up live streaming. We have a live chat going on over there. So that's over in YouTube. I have that also on my website if you're trying to find that. I want to welcome everybody to the live chat. Hello to everybody. We have Shadonna, Karen, Robin, Donna, Kelly, David, Steve. Hi, Steve. You seem to be full of yourself today, whatever. And Judy Weiss. So I'm not quite sure if he's asking or just being funny. So anyway, hello, Steve, and welcome to the show. So here we go, guys. If you have anything that you have going on that you can reflect back to in April, wow, what could it be for you? Because all of us are going to be on a different path. Everybody is going to be on something different. If we were to go into, wait a minute, this was going on for me in April, I think that I could possibly work on that to improve that in my life. That's a good clue for you. That's a good energy to focus on for you individually. So in the, also I wanted to bring up quickly an email. This is a thank you email. Last week we answered a question for one of the Angel Retreat members, Marilyn, and she wrote back and she wanted to say thank you that it did answer the questions. She's going through lots of lifestyle changes and that everything is just so true. She's really waiting for the timing to show up. She's busy working. And we just wanted to say thank you for sending in that gratitude message. We appreciate each and every one of you. Now, another thing that is wonderful that I wanted to mention before I take a quick break is there's a lot of gifts and a lot of accomplishments that you could acknowledge this month as well, even though it might feel like it's a little bit challenging. There's a lot of accomplishment. There's a lot of gifts in the challenges. They're not there to make us miserable. They're there to say, you know, hey, there's something more to life that you could bring to the table here. There's more that you could align with. So as far as accomplishments, feeling complete, feeling like you're getting there, yes, it's there. It's an important time. They wanted to acknowledge the angel message that I got before I started the show was acknowledge how far you've come this year. Really look at it, because I know that you have so much that you have actually accomplished this year. You may feel like, wow, there's always something, but there's more to it. There's so much more to it. And you can do this. Absolutely, you can do this. So we're going to go diving in to a little bit more about how Pluto's bringing that energy in and how, with the help of guidance and support with our angels, which always uplift us when we need it the most, we can make the most of this type of energy in a very transformative month that's been in a pretty much the entire year transformative, but this is a bigger highlight of the whole year is this month. So I'm Dr. Jen. You've been listening to the Jen Royster Show. I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, we will start diving in to what this October month and angel guidance has for us. If you're in the chat, you go ahead and feel free to put your questions in. If you want to call in, 1-800-930-2819. We will be right back after the break.
Have you ever wondered how you might feel differently if the books were full of her instead of him? What if your history lesson was filled with powerful women leaders and rulers? As a woman, would you feel more empowered? As a man, would you see women differently? I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on my radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I hope to see you there.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Jen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Hi, we are back. I don't know how that was fun, Kat. I don't know if I hit that at the right time. But anyway, no music that time. I think that was me. Anyway, guys, let's get diving into this. First of all, I see one thing Karen over in YouTube is talking about. In April, she was reflecting back. She was serving divorce papers. Whoa, and now she's going to have a fully finalized divorce at September 25th, fully manifested, time to move forward. You know, those are big relationship decisions. I understand you. And you know what? Yep, time to move forward. It's already done. Yes, absolutely. We also have, let's see. She came from California. So she got up early and she's with us. All right. Awesome. And Journey to Becoming Me has just joined us. Hello. Good morning to you. I see a lot of uplifting good mornings. I feel energy from you guys that you came here ready to just feel lifted. I'm feeling that from the chat. So will you let me know that? Because that's what I'm feeling from you. I'm feeling like, you know, let's just be lifted. Let's just be positive. I'm all about that. So let's see. Shadonna's saying, I'm super proud of how far I've come. My move to Arizona has been wonderful and everything lined up perfectly. I love my job, the people I work with, the city. See? And Shadonna, can you elaborate? How long did it take you to make that decision? I remember that with you. I remember how long that took you. But when you finally did it, now you look back going, gosh, yep, that's what I needed to do. However, divine timing was when you did it. So there you go. So I'll let her reply to that. And I'm going to go moving on because what we have that came in today is the Pluto direct. Okay, so let me go into that a little bit about what that means. All right, first of all, wait a minute, let me get to it. I've got so many notes here. The Pluto is the biggest one that I really feel we need to talk about. So it's station direct today. Okay. Now it's considered in astrology, the Lord of the underworld. That doesn't mean anything negative or dark. It just means it's the rebirth. It's all about rebirth, your power, the shadow side of our life. That's what I want to bring up, the shadow side of our life. Sometimes we try to just ignore the shadow side of our life. What's the shadow side? The shadow side's going to come up for everybody to visit. Okay, everybody's got one. All of us have one. I do too. And it's how if we reject it, deny it, ignore it, or accept it. You're like, how can I accept that side of me? I don't like that side of me, right? That's usually the side that would have the parts of you that you feel like aren't good enough or the not so nice side of you, whatever it might be. We all have one. It's part of being here on earth, okay? But it's accepting and acknowledging and not pretending that that's not there is one of the focuses that's coming into the energy this month. So that's why I want to bring that up. The shadow side will show itself a little bit. You'll feel it. You'll feel like, why is that happening? I don't want to be like that. I don't want to think about it. You know, I understand that. It's acknowledging and accepting that that's part of you. The other half of accepting it is accepting that it can teach you things. It can teach you what you don't want in your life. It can teach you lots of things. It can teach you, that's where I can fine tune. It reveals to you things that on a soul level, it's time to grow. It's time to grow on that. It's time to grow up a little bit more. It's time to take it head on, things like that. So I found that very interesting because that's quite strong, okay? Quite strong with that. So it's a rebirthing. Like, Karen, she's rebirthing her whole life with what she was just talking about. That's a major life change that she did. Absolutely. Okay. Everybody's just really supporting over there, which is absolutely fantastic. Awesome. David. Hi, David. My daughter is having contractions. Ah, grandbaby. Oh, congratulations. Oh, I feel that one. Ooh, we got a celebration. A new beautiful soul is making its way into the world. So congratulations to you, granddaddy. And let's see. Shadana is replying back when I asked her that question. It was on my spirit for years, but you're right. All of a sudden in October last year, I got the push. I visited in November and moved in December. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you just basically did it all. You just waited, did it all. I think it's fantastic. Donna's talking about her shadow side is what helped me grow, looking, feeling, accepting, and letting go. Yes, the shadow side actually carries a lot of lessons. That's a lot of what Pluto energy is bringing to the table for October. So you don't want to pretend it's not there. You don't want to avoid it. It is also giving us opportunity to really finalize some things with that and really bring it in, because we want to get that off the plate before we approach 2020, because 2020 is yet again a transformative year, which we will be talking about in the future here very soon. But it is coming, okay? So we're in the last quarter of this year. We're wrapping up all the things that we needed to learn, grow, accomplish, find our way through, heal, release, all of the above. That's what we're doing this year. This is bringing it up like, okay, time to check off the list here. What do we got going on? So when you're working with Pluto right now, for example, when I was talking about relationship, make sure you're looking at the relationship with yourself on a spiritual level, physical level, and mental level. Is it beliefs that aren't working anymore? Do you need to find different ways to go with that? Is it, I could do more to take care of my body, eat better, exercise more, meditate? What is it that is out of balance there? These are very important aspects that need to be addressed right now for all of us. I'm doing it too. But Pluto is a power planet, okay? It's also on your spiritual side. Are you giving time to your spiritual nurturing and growth? Sometimes we are so spiritual, we don't give enough to the physical, or we don't give enough to logic, mental grounding, because we're living here. So it's a balance between all three, by the way. So here we go with Pluto. Now, it's higher realms of consciousness. Okay, it helps us transform and shift, okay, into higher states of awareness. In October, toward the end of the month, the veil's a lot more thin. I mean, we're going to feel like we can connect more, okay, this month spiritually. Pluto helps with that, okay? That energy is very active right now. You'll feel deeper soul urges. You know, you'll just want to address that. It works underneath. So it's more of an inside job here with Pluto, okay? Not outside, not about what is going on with everybody else. We can't get distracted by trying to fix somebody else when Pluto's working with us like that. It really goes into some deeper recesses of who we are. And it will show you some shadows, okay? Some shadow side of you that you need to know about, that you need to say, yeah, I have a tendency to do that, or yeah, that's me, and accept it. And then when you accept that that's part of you, now you can do something with it to improve things moving forward. Okay, because it's like the light dark. You can't really see light unless there's dark to show a light, you know? There is no light without dark, vice versa. It's one of those kinds of things. Now, Pluto goes retrograde every year, by the way. I didn't know if you knew that. It does. It goes retrograde every year. So when you go into these themes of what the challenges are, how can we ask the angels to help us with that? The shadow side, this is the part that most of us fear within ourselves the most. That's where Michael comes in. Michael, I know this is part of me. I don't like this part of me. It's asking for that assistance to find a way to bring in the capacity to send love to that side of you and to accept that that's a part of you. When we do that, it lifts things. It heals. It lifts it. It shifts. And now it's not controlling us as much as we thought it was in the past. It seems like it was just such a grip on us. And then when we realize, okay, yeah, I don't really, you know, want that running my life, but I know it's there. Okay. And when it pops up, I know it's showing me something I need to know. Then you go, okay, where's the lesson in this? That's where Michael can really, really help. So let's see if we've got some angel messages out there for everybody in this energy. So if you guys have anything out there, let me see. Let me look. Let's see. Shadonna's saying, I would love to know what message the angels have for me this month. Okay. First of all, okay, you asked me, I'm going to say it. First of all, I keep seeing it's your abundance, your abundance. It's working on, you've already made the move. You're loving your job. You're doing well. There needs to be more balance in allowing the abundance to flow in more. And it's feeling like, it feels like it's financial, but not just financial. It feels like it's also, there's new relationships that want to come into your life. But it's a sense, what I'm feeling is a sense of lack that you feel like, well, like you're guarded with it. I feel like you're guarded to allow both of those areas in your life to expand. That's the weirdest thing I've ever seen, but not really. I mean, I've seen it before in other people, but not quite like I'm seeing here. I'm seeing that it's, you know, it's there. You know, it wants to come in. You can feel it floating around on the edges there. But you're guarded and hesitant to let it in because you might feel like, oh, it won't go the way I want. Does that make sense, Shadonna? That's what I'm picking up for you when you ask me that. Okay, let me keep going. It takes a minute for the replies to come in. That's the delay. When we come face to face with something this month, that's when you want to say, okay, there it is. I am not alone. I have support from the divine. I have beautiful angels that the divine provides. I can do this. And you lift yourself up. You let them help you. Okay. Let's see. Kelly is saying, I keep getting messages that this time is a very transformative time for me. I'm not sure. Yes, it is. Honestly, to be in all fairness, it is for everybody. It is for everybody. But if we are very spiritually connected, we sometimes feel that we may be feeling it more than somebody else that might not be aware that they're going through it. And sometimes it feels like we have it more. It's just that you have more awareness to it. But yes, yes. Not sure. Yes, but not. Okay. Shadonna's replying back to hers. Not sure how to change it. I feel like I'm being open. You are being open. It's more of a guarded trust. It's a trust. It's a trust that when opportunities show up, that they're for real. Like, is this for real or is this going to be like another disappointment? It's more like that. So you're looking for that. It may not have approached you yet. Okay. This is what I was picking up when you asked me. It may not have approached. Look for stuff like that to pop up. Remember my fear of success. That was, yes, you used to have fear of success. Well, maybe it's fine tuning fear of success in all these other areas too. So just kind of look to see if something's popping up. Look back to April. Look back to April to see about that one, Shadana. Judy is asking, would like to know if I'm finally getting on track from feeling so many emotions from the last couple of months. You will. It may not be exactly this month, but it can be. You can actually choose that. When I was talking about going head on with the things that feel challenging, and emotions may be one that feel that way for you, going head on, knowing that we're going to work through that this month, we come out at the end feeling stronger. And so, yes, Judy, you will. Absolutely, you will. I feel that Michael is the one that you want to walk side by side with quite a bit this month, because you don't want to be afraid of your emotions. You want to embrace them. You want to love that side of you. Absolutely. Then when you move through them, it's not so complicated. It doesn't feel like they're, you know, kicking you around all the time. That part I really like for you. The healing comes in right behind the clearing. So I would say work in that direction, and that's what I'm picking up for you. Hope that made sense for you, Shadana. It's actually very positive for you. She's saying thank you. It's very positive for you. It's just a tweaking, because we're always continually growing, and sometimes it's just a tweak to take it up to the next level, because we are leveling up in what we're already accomplishing. So that's probably what it is. Kind of like a management thing. It's more like It's just something with that. So it's kind of interesting, because it feels like it's going to unfold for you in the next few months, and you're going to go, that's what she was talking about. And it's not going to feel like such a big deal. It's going to go, oh yeah, I got that. It's going to be good. So nothing to be concerned about. But just pay attention, because it's worth it. And it's a gift for you in accomplishments and making you stronger on your way. Journey to becoming me. Does my angel crew around me know how thankful I am for them? Yes, they do. Absolutely. They do. Because I feel that that comes from you quite a bit. They hear it every single time. And I feel like I try to relay that, but I'm so incredibly thankful for their love and peace. They absolutely do know that. They know as soon as you think it. And it's such a beautiful thing, because they will let you know. They will absolutely let you know. Now, one of the things that is really coming through for this month is the gifts of accomplishment. I don't want you guys to forget about that, because here we're talking about all these things we're going to see. It's the gifts of accomplishment and the strength and the leveling up that we're going to receive by visiting the shadow side, or whatever Pluto wants to show us, okay, with that energy. That's it right there. If at any time it feels like it's getting, you know, anxiety, or like, I don't know if I can do this, that's when you want to bring Michael in and ask for some support. Your guardian angels as well are there. They are there whenever you ask. Raphael can bring in a very gentle, soothing, healing, you know, like say you feel like you're recovering from all the releasing or letting go of something. Like say you've done the major decisions and you've done the major changes, and now you just feel like you've got to settle in. You could be in that time of rest, peace, healing, calm energy that you need. So that's where the two work beautifully together, and they work together a lot. And when it comes to big transformative times like we're in right now, these angels really do bring it. Okay, they really do. There's new perspectives coming in, and this is what I'm picking up right now. New perspectives are coming in for all of us to basically take a moment and give ourselves the opportunity to see from those new perspectives. We may have always approached life this way, going in a direction, and what this is bringing up is there's some new things coming up on the horizon that are something we may have never thought of, You're like, oh, I never thought to look at it that way. Oh, I never thought that would even be possible. That kind of ties in with what Shadana was talking about too, by the way. But everybody, she was just bringing it up in particular to her life, but everybody's going through this. But it's like, oh, I never thought of that like that. There could be brand new things coming to light for you that you just never thought existed. Never, you couldn't even put your brain around it. These things are all coming through, and they're ready to come through. And each individual has a choice to make. Am I willing to allow myself to expand? Remember, Jupiter was stretching us this year a few times. Expand my consciousness to allow something new, a new perspective, a new direction, a new thought, a new idea. What could I do with the creativity that I've already got in place? Do I need to throw it out the window? Do I need to start all over? Or maybe just fine-tune and tweak what I've already started? And a lot of times it's just fine-tuning what you have. It doesn't mean, oh, I got to start all over. It's interesting because it's not necessarily black and white, but it is, but it isn't. I know, because we're moving higher into a frequency of consciousness. We're lifting to a place where we can see things from a different perspective. We're seeing the bigger picture as we grow and move through. That part fascinates me for all of us. I'm curious in my own personal life how that's going to work. Like, what am I going to see? What am I going to discover? What about myself have I not been aware of? I know I'm doing that too, guys. And it's like, what is it? I'm just one of those, I love to learn. I love education. I love to study. I love to dig in deep to topics. I love to keep growing. And so, I mean, I just love it. And so it excites me. It feels challenging, like you think you knew it, and then you find that there's these new discoveries coming in. And then that's what gets me excited, because it's like, ooh, it's going to feel new and fresh, and I'm going to learn. I'm going to think I knew it, but I didn't. And it's all kinds of stuff like that. All different things in different parts of life, whether it's just your lifestyle, you know, what your activities are, you know, what your beliefs are, anything. It's all coming up for evaluation and shift and change. It's a very transformative time. Let's see here. We have Judy saying, good to hear, and we'll be working on it. Yes, she's answering from when I answered her a few minutes ago. That was on the emotions. I really needed this guidance. Yes, absolutely. There is a lot of positives in this energy. And, you know, I look at it a lot when I see pessimistic, optimistic. This is a really good time to evaluate. When something unexpected happens, and trust me, it will. It's just that seems to be the thing, right? The theme. How do you first react? Worst case scenario? Or do you take a minute, take a deep breath, and go, okay. 10 seconds before you react can make an amazing difference. An amazing difference. 10 seconds of deep breath, unexpected's happened. Where do you go? Do you go to the worst thing that can happen? Oh, no, oh, no. Or do you find a new approach? Because this energy right here can help us see and spot those spots, that how we do that, and help us improve and tweak it. So we have different responses versus reactions. And it reduces the anxiety and the panic and all of that. Because just as much as there's a glass half empty, there's a glass half full. And we're missing the half full. If anything in this entire show you hear, I hope you hear that. Pluto's going to show you, if you see a glass like that shadow, if that was your glass half empty, what about all that glass half full that's the other part of you? Okay, we're talking about the underneath part, and then there's the above part. So one shows you the other, and that's what you want to take from this. You really do. You want to see oh, you know what? Yeah. Because how you respect yourself when you have a day that's tough, and say you get upset about something or you get stressed about something, you don't beat yourself up and you don't see yourself as a failure. This is the goal here. You go, no, I'm not doing that anymore. That's how I started working it into my own life. I just went, oh, there's the reaction that wants to happen because that's the old programming. I'm going to take a step back, take a deep breath. And it's like, no, I'm going to do this different. And the first couple of times it feels like you had to, oh, wait, catch it, remind yourself. And it might even be that you catch it after you react. That's okay. You forgive yourself. You let that go. You don't beat yourself up about that. You pull back and you go, now, how could I have done that differently and better? And go there, you know, and then approach it and then release it and know that you are practicing and strengthening ways that you can move forward in the future when things happen. That's a good thing. That is the blessing that you can take from every bit of it, even when it feels like a tough day. Every bit of it. I know. Lots going on here. Journey to becoming me. Oh, headache. Oh, we got headaches. Yes. Headaches. Headaches are, I've been seeing that a lot, and I've actually had a few too. What I've been doing for me personally, just to rule it out, is I go straight to energy clearing, which is what I'm seeing that you guys are talking about right now. Yep, with the headaches. Go for some energy clearing, balancing, relaxation, rest, because, and then address, you know, to see, because if it goes away, it goes away. There's also an indication that it could be telling you what part of you you're ignoring. Like, say, for example, the shadow's ignoring the body. It's dehydrated, or it needs to eat. You know, they're kind of common logical things. The body's probably the easiest one to use as example, but absolutely. Headaches can be frustrating, but they can also be pointing you in a direction that needs some attention. Make sure you don't have anything serious going on, but energy is always going to support you regardless of what's going on. It's not going to hurt to clear energy, no matter what is causing the headache. But if there's something more serious going on, you need to know that. So I'm going to take, I just realized what time it was. I'm going to take a quick break and then we'll come back and wrap up the show. If you got any other questions, throw them out there. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. We will be right back.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Then tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com every second and fourth Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class Facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. Parenting will always be a bit of a mystery. Who knows why some parenting ideas work and others do not? Or why some kids seem to succeed despite family setbacks, while others have so much given to them and yet fail to thrive? The one thing we do know is that once you have a child, you'll never be quite the same again. Awe-inspiring emotions like overwhelming love, extreme guilt, intense frustration, and incredible joy make this job second to none. Breaking free of parenting pressures means recognizing the pieces that make us unique, the pieces that we carry with us from the past, and the pieces that are influenced by the society we live in. When we can pick and choose which pieces we want to keep around and change the others to align with our inner wisdom, we will feel more self-assured in our role as a parent.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
And we are back. Okay, this is the last segment. We have so much energy going on right now. Guys, remember, this is really going to focus this month. It's going to have a little bit more highlight on the relationships you have with everything. That relationship with your shadow side in particular right now. Okay, that is pretty much going to run the theme for the month. Archangel Michael, Archangel Raphael have really come forward when I asked which angels for this month. They're saying, we're here for you guys. Use them both. Speak every day. Thank them every day for how they're helping you through life challenges for that moment, for that day, asking for that guidance, and it will be there. Now, let's see, Karen's saying, I was asking about my angels earlier. I'm just wondering about my big change effect and how my support team is with all of it. My spirit has been kind of wonky since this massive clean. Yes, you are in a state of, it's kind of like, you're still in the state of transformation. Like think about the butterfly coming from the cocoon. So when you go through a major shift and you implement and you start putting new things into your life, there's a bit of a settling into a new everything. You're settling into a new all of the above. It will feel awkward a little bit, but it really won't take that long for you, Karen, because Karen, your momentum was very strong this year. And when you were ready to go forward, you just did it. So it's going to carry through. I feel like by the time the end of the year approaches, you're going to be absolutely ready for 2020. No worries. I don't feel any concerns with that when I'm picking up your energy. I also feel that you're just still getting used to how different things are for you and how you're still discovering all these brand new avenues that are still going to be flowing in for you. Honestly, what I'm picking up for Karen, I feel a lot of us can relate to, honestly. I feel that too. I feel that there's so many different things that are just surprising me on a day-to-day basis. I'm just allowing it. It's like I'm making room for what am I going to have as a surprise today from the universe? And then I don't, you know, now what it went through your mind just then? Was it, oh no, I don't know if I'm ready for that. That's more pessimistic. I'm going to call you out on it right now. Or do you go, ooh, I can't wait to see what the surprise is. If you found you went more pessimistic, it's okay. Accept it and go, that's my first reaction to what she just said, but I'm going to go with it this year. And I'm going to put myself into this game and immerse a positive mindset with this and then see what happens. Some of the surprises will be challenging. It's how we are working through them. That's where the angels are going to help you when they start to feel a little bit, ah, okay, It won't be as intense, but it can at the beginning. So a lot of the intensity comes from the reaction or the belief or the old programming. Not all of it, but most of it. Okay. So say, okay, yes, I'm surprised. Here we go. And then, oh, wait, I got this. So it's an awareness where everybody is kind of growing very quickly because we want to and we're choosing it. And if you're listening to this show, I know that's what you're talking about. I know that's what you want to hear. And it's all very, very growth oriented. There's so much shift happening right now. It's a lot. Very, very positive. Very, very good. Let's see. So one more thing that I wanted to bring up is this is a very power oriented, empowering month. You may find that by the end of the month, if you really approach this with perspective, like I am, what's behind your I am going to grow this month and I am going to learn and become aware of things I never knew before. With a positive approach, you're going to come out by the end of the month feeling a lot of accomplishment and a lot of energy ready to move forward into the next month. This is a very, very positive thing. This is a lot of deep stuff we talked about today. We addressed it because this is the beginning of the quarter that's preparing us for 2020. And it started today with Pluto going direct. Now, toward the end of the month, end of the year, end of the quarter, it's going to start aligning more with Saturn. And then Saturn's more about that karmic debt. So then they're going to be going in together. So see, work with this one now. But we've been clearing karmic debt the whole year because it needs to go away so we can move forward. The whole world is ready to go into a different direction. So you're going to see a lot of shift, a lot of change, a lot of crazy stuff. Where are you? Where's the perspective? Know that we have support. We have angels with us at all times. All you have to do is ask. I want to say thanks, everyone, to participating in the chat. You guys threw out some great stuff out there. I'm really proud of each and every one of you. There is quite a bit happening that is going to feel like it's moving very, very fast. So everyone really take seriously your relationship with all things, yourself, your family, your job, your money, whatever it might be. What is it that needs some tweaking? Take it seriously and let the energy that's popping up now show you, oh, that's what I need to work on. That would be one of the most beneficial ways to work with the energy this month. Archangel Michael, Archangel Raphael are there to help us. So just ask. Guys, we're just about out of time. So is anybody else have anything else they would like to share quickly? I got about a minute. Not seeing, I'm just seeing thank you. I'm seeing a great discussion. Thank you. You're welcome. Hi, Marilyn, you made it. Oh, and we're about to go off the air. But it was good to see you. You are so welcome. I'm getting a lot of thank yous, and I have much gratitude and appreciation for each and every one of you. For those in the Angel Retreat, I'm going to be putting together a Zoom call where we can dive into some numerology and life paths, show you how you can find some things in your life, because that's going to be interesting. I'm going to be putting that together probably for next week, but it'll be fun where you're going to learn how to do the formulas yourself. Yes, I'm going to be putting it in as recording. So it's going to be kind of like a class for a recording more, because it's so much with people working. And then you can go in and you can learn. So it'll be kind of like a class that you can learn some things on. I love you guys. I am going to be heading out. We're almost out of time here. I wish you all the best. I wish each and every one of you positive growth here. Don't be hard on yourself when the shadow pops up. Just know it's a part of you. And there's a gift in it. We have a lot to accomplish, and we have a lot to feel strong in this month. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for joining us over in the videos and the live streams. I'll see you next time here on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.